In mid-March, the Canadian and U.S. governments agreed to essentially shut down their shared land border in an effort to stop the spread of COVID-19. Commercial trucks can still pass through, but almost everyone else can't. And as this shutdown drags on, small towns on both sides of the border are suffering. In the first part of the Mountain West News Bureau's four-part series in collaboration with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, reporter Nate Hedgie brings us to one such struggling community in Montana.
The border crossing north of Eureka is quiet these days. No buses, no vans packed with mountain bikes and vacationing families, just a single logging truck.
No traffic hardly at all.
That's David Clark. He owns the First and Last Chance Bar and Duty Free store right near the border. He says on a normal summer,
you'll see a lineup at the border going both ways. You have people walking in buying pop or candy bars or chips.
But today, Clark's shop is mostly empty. He says if it wasn't for the slot machines in the back that locals play, he'd be in deep trouble financially.
All the revenue streams are down. The duty-free is non-existent. And basically, what we put in the bank from the duty-free gets us through the winter.
Tourism makes up a fifth of the county economy. And many businesses in Eureka rely on the tens of thousands of Canadian visitors that cross the border there every year. Some are traveling to national parks like Yellowstone or Glacier. Others own vacation homes and spend their summers near Eureka. Laverna Monroe says they're an important part of the local economy.
From attending our churches to keeping restaurants open, our shops open, you know, they play a tremendous part.
Monroe has owned a gift shop in town for almost three decades. She says more than half of her business comes from north of the border.
Is there a big thing that Canadian tourists like to buy that you've noticed? Or
they like funny. They like a little maybe off-colored stuff.
For instance, signs and socks with four-letter words on them. Like, let's drink wine and talk, well, you know.
They use the F word sometimes.
But she also sells beautiful ceramic mugs and $400 wind chimes.
Of course, with no Canadians this year, we haven't been selling that.
She says her revenues are down 60%. And if the border shutdown continues into the fall and winter, she'll close her doors forever. Already, a couple of friends who own stores in nearby border towns have done just that. Monroe fears this pandemic has echoes of when Eureka's logging industry collapsed in the mid-2000s.
In the past, we used to have two lumber mills here, and the two mills have since shut down, which is sad, put many people out of work. So now it is. People ask me what our economy is, and I say Canadians.
Monroe begins to cry.
What makes you feel, I guess, emotional in terms of...
Just... seeing businesses in town shut down.
But even with this, she says, closing the border was the right thing to do.
It didn't help our town, but probably it was for Canada. You know, our numbers are way higher than them, and I can understand where they don't want us up there. Definitely can understand.
But even as many businesses endure the loss of Canadian dollars, there is an economic bright spot. There may be a cavalry on the horizon, but they aren't Canadians, they're Americans. Gideon Utsi is a local real estate agent.
We're busier now than we've ever been in 11 years of selling real estate.
He says buyers are coming to Montana from all over the U.S. The state, after all, has one of the lowest infection rates in the nation.
They feel like this is maybe one of the last best places to live, and I kind of agree with them.
There also appears to be an uptick in domestic tourism. Nearby national parks are packed, and vacation rental bookings are humming along. But as people move, so does the virus, and caseloads are rising exponentially, both in Montana and across the country. And that doesn't bode well for reopening the border anytime soon. In Eureka, Montana, I'm Nate Hedgie.